Good morning. Welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editor talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazine, ASI Magazine.
Magazines.
And we have a great show for you today. Today's call-in topic, Joe, my client is leaving me, now what?
What do you do? It sounds like a country western song.
Bye-bye.
If you have tips or questions about how to win back clients, give us a call today, 215-953-4979. And if we put you on the air, Joe, what are we going to give you?
$25 Visa gift card and finger puppets.
Of us.
So you can play ASI Radio.
Yes. We have a packed house in here today. Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine, is here. She's been crying all weekend,
I think.
Aww. Because her son moved to the big city.
Mm-hmm.
So, aww. Poor Kathy.
I know.
And who is this? Andy Cohn is not here, but we have the ASI
Orlando
just like him. Golden Mike Award winner, Colin Graff. He's a marketing manager here at ASI. Colin, what do you have to do to get the Golden Mike bestowed upon you?
You have to beat Joe Haley. Beat Joe Haley soundly. We have a lot of good speakers here at ASI, and I am very grateful that somehow, shockingly, I pulled it off. Pulled
so
off a sham.
You got the highest rating of all the ASI employee show speakers.
Narrowly squeaked out beating your own Joe Haley right here.
Yes, Joe Haley, and you have been a past Golden Mike recipient.
Multiple. Three times.
Not that anyone's counting.
No, not that anyone's counting. I have three tattoos.
What topic did you speak on at Orlando?
I spoke on mobile marketing.
All right, and you're going to give us some tips in just a little bit. And Joe Haley, you had a new session as well. What was your session?
It was on using YouTube and video in your marketing plans.
And what's your top tip for using YouTube for distributors?
Do it. Do
I knew you were going to say that.
Do it.
There's no excuse, right?
No,
you don't need
no
a lot
excuse.
Of money. You don't
no.
need a lot of equipment.
No.
What can you do it with?
You can do it with your smartphone. If you have a smartphone, you can do it with that. If you have a digital camera, you can do it with a digital camera. It's so easy to do. And it puts you in front of your clients more often than you would normally go to see them. You can send them those videos. You're at a trade show. This mug is perfect for my one client. So I shoot a little video of it. I send it to them. Hey, look what I'm doing. I'm on the show floor working for you. So
you do see a lot of distributors now walking around the show
absolutely.
With smartphones. Doing
absolutely.
That. Well, you can check out Colin and Joe's new sessions.
Going down.
I know you're both
going
to be presenting the rest of the year. Go to ASIShow.com for more information. Michelle Bell, you also had a lunch for suppliers in ASI Orlando. What did you talk about?
I had a luncheon panel, and there were distributors on my panel, and they told the suppliers in the room how they could be better partners with them. And
what was one of the things they want distributors to do?
Quick response. Always quick response. And by response, I mean, you know, if they call, they want a return call within the hour. They want quick response from trade shows. For example, if they ask for samples, catalogs, ideas at a trade show, they want follow-up within 48 hours from someone in the office.
And I'm guessing they don't always get that.
They do not, and that truly makes the difference between if they will continue to do business with that supplier. And they all the distributors on the panel asked for case histories and creative ways to use the products. And they like the idea of suppliers coming with them on sales calls, which I think is a marked difference over the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're becoming less paranoid.
Trusting.
Yeah.
More trusting.
Yep.
That's great. All right, Joel, what else are we going to talk about on the show today?
Are salespeople psychopaths?
Some of them.
Some of them. Yeah, some of the people in this
Kathy
room are married to
salespeople.
I'm married to salespeople.
Yes, multiple.
Kathy's going to answer that question. So we have five things not to do this year. We're going to tell you how to be a star at meetings. Michelle's going to give us a report on that. Colin, the Golden Mike Award winner, will have his tips for mobile marketing. We have top tips for salary negotiations, some other things on our agenda here, plus our favorite things. Well, we're going to start the show off with
what product safety minute with ETS Express's
there we go.
Lee,
let's do it to
who is
Melinda.
On the phone. Good morning, Leighton. How are you today?
Good morning, folks. I'm calling in from Las Vegas, where
ooh,
it's just balmy 25 degrees.
That's it.
It's cold, isn't it? Yeah.
That's no good.
Oh my, it's cold here.
It's warm
anyway,
here.
It is.
Yeah.
Really.
44.
Oh, that's toasty.
Wow, it's early there and cold. All right, Lee, what's your topic today?
Well, since it's the new year and we are all planning our trade show attendance and so forth, I think it's a great time for distributors when you're visiting the booths of your favorite suppliers and new suppliers to throw a few questions at the suppliers to get a gauge on their product safety readiness to help distributors determine what products are great for their best customers, and to determine if that company has a culture of compliance, as I call it. So from a product safety standpoint, what questions should distributors be asking these suppliers? And I have three very simple questions. They're pretty generic, but I think they're very, very helpful for distributors to determine if that supplier does indeed have a culture of compliance within their organization. And the first question is, do you have the test reports and compliance documents at the ready to be able to help us prove to our customers and to ourselves that these products have been fully tested and are safe? And do you have, number two, do you have a compliance manager on staff that can answer our questions and help facilitate our compliance needs and questions? Thirdly, is your company QCA certified or plans to be QCA certified? Now, the QCA certification is not necessary for many companies if they already have a very good, robust compliance program in place. But it does show an indication whether or not the supplier has a culture of compliance within their organization. So by asking these three questions, very basic questions, you can definitely determine whether or not the supplier is on board with the safety movement that is so important for the survival and the continuing relevance of our industry in an era where regulators are just getting more diligent about enforcement and placing penalties on companies for producing unsafe products. So from your psychopath product safety guy in Las Vegas.
We would never say that about you, Leighton.
Oh, okay, thank you. But I hope this has been helpful, and you folks have a great day.
Thanks, Leighton. Stay warm there in Vegas. And those are some great tips from Leighton Lee from ETS Express, especially as we're entering show season, certainly as you head to ASI Dallas next month. I would think that would be some great things to keep on your list.
Can we talk about something real quickly for 2 seconds? I know we didn't do the news segment today, but Jack Ma is no longer at Alibaba. He's no longer the CEO.
Really?
That
wow.
is
what happened.
News. He stepped down, and as Joe and I were just talking about, the reason why, to me, is really compelling. He stepped down because he sent out a press release that he thinks at the age of 48 that he is too old to run an internet company, and he is ceding control of the company. He's still going to stay as chairman of the board to younger people at the company who he thinks have more visionary ideas than he does. And it's interesting because I have a lot of conversations with the people in the industry lately about how at certain companies, a lot of the sales forces and a lot of the heads of the company are aging, and how do you keep a company young and fresh? And then here's Jack Ma, who's, you know, the head of one of the largest companies in the world, stepping down for that reason.
Wow. Well, I wonder what the average age of CEO in our industry is, because I'm betting that it
older
may be older than Jack Ma.
Yeah, older than 48.
That's interesting. Well, we'll have more news in Promogram, yep. I'm sure, on that. Thanks, Michelle. All right, we're going to take your calls right now at 215-953-4979. Today's call-in question is, my client is leaving me, now what? How do you win back customers and clients that you've had in the past? If you have a tip or a question about this, call us 215-953-4979. Colin, if we put you on the air, what are we going to give you today?
$25 gift card.
And?
Finger puppets.
Finger puppets. ASI.
Unfortunately,
radio
I am not
puppets.
Included in the finger puppets.
You know, I may have to rectify that. I may have to get our friend Rich Carollo to do.
Well, but
some
see, there's only. The average person has 5 fingers. Oh, but maybe we could have 2
all
hands.
10.
Actually, the average person has 10 fingers.
Thank you. That was really confusing for me. Thank you.
We could send a picture, a framed picture of Colin with his golden mic.
There you go, and I'll sign it.
Colin could be Aquaman, and Jake could be Thor.
Yeah, we definitely have Aquaman. We definitely have some characters here. We
I think
could
I got
add,
hosed on that one.
The other hand, and now that I realize there are 10 fingers, you know, possibilities, maybe. All right. On the line 5, we have Catherine. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm just fine. It's so cool to talk to everybody.
Hey, Catherine.
Catherine, it sounds like you're calling from the South, maybe.
Just maybe I am, but I bet it's colder down here than it is up there.
Mm. Really?
It is 32 degrees. Oh. We're having an ice storm this afternoon.
Oh, where are you?
She's in
where
Tennessee.
Do you live? Oh, Tennessee.
I'm in Memphis.
Memphis.
Tennessee.
Okay, so it's cold. It's ice storm in Tennessee. It's 25 in Vegas, and it's a balmy 44 in Trevose, Pennsylvania. This is the place to come for your vacation, I guess, this weekend.
Yeah, since I missed Orlando and everything, I'd need to go to a more climate. That would definitely be Pennsylvania. It'd be the top choice for me.
It's a hot spot.
Gracious.
Well, Catherine, what's your question today?
Okay, I'm a great salesperson. I make great friends of customers and customers of friends, and I know how to maintain relationships, and I know, and I'm very creative. The scariest thing for me is cold calling, and I like to order functional self-promos that I can give out to people and sort of walk in and hide behind those items I'm handing out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is that old school? What do y'all think about doing that?
Everyone's shaking their head no, Catherine.
No, that's a great idea,
Catherine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, canvas your local businesses, too, and drop off donuts, maybe an imprinted donut box. Joe's a big proponent of that. Mm-hmm. And maybe some imprinted coffee mugs with your company information. People appreciate that, and it adds a personal touch, I think.
Michelle, you're
Go ahead.
Michelle's a big proponent of self-promotion. Uh-huh. What's your favorite thing that you've seen distributors do?
You know, the coffee mug, I'm going to put some hot chocolate packets in it. I've already got that lined up.
Good.
Calendars. You know, the little card calendar, so you don't pick up too much room on people's desks, but mm-hmm. you also get a little spot in the action.
Right.
And then for the summer, okay, the Joe Show. Joe, I just love it because
you
help me so much.
Thank you.
Did you pay her?
I did not.
Okay, tell me my check's in the mail, right.
Absolutely. Joe, you're a big fan. You're a big fan of candy jars,
yes,
too.
Yes, the apothecary
jar.
Oh,
Jesus.
It's a great
idea. Joe's favorite idea.
Hey, look, you bring it to the office with an imprint on it filled with mints. The mints are eventually going to be eaten, so it gives you an opportunity to stop back again, put some Jolly Ranchers in there for them.
Ooh, Jolly Ranchers.
Bring back little
Tootsie
treats
balls.
That they can keep,
that,
and they're going to keep that jar out, and then they're going to be expecting you when it empties.
Yeah, do it seasonally, right, Joe?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
You know,
awesome.
I would say that in Orlando, Catherine, I was talking to a distributor who used this promotion to get in the door with people, and it's really working. So I should say that you should take the idea maybe. All-in-One has, and I'm sure other suppliers do as well, but I know All-in-One has scented pens, and they mm-hmm. some smell like cupcakes, and some smell like candy, and some smell like chocolate. And this distributor took these scented pens and dropped them off at clients with an imprint that said, call me for some sweet promo ideas.
That's cute.
And who boy did she get calls.
Who
That's
boy.
Cute.
Who boy.
And you know what, Catherine, also, have you tried using your LinkedIn connections to warm up some of these cold calls?
Actually, no. I just got on LinkedIn last week. And just let them feed me everybody I know, because I'm from Memphis. I know everybody in town. So
right.
I just went crazy and clicked on everybody, and I got all these responses. So I was going, okay, cool, this is even more exciting than Facebook, because Facebook scares me, and it scares mm-hmm. my children that I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
They should be scared.
Yeah, Facebook is the devil, Catherine.
Catherine, it sounds like you're already doing some great things, and hopefully we were able to give you some good ideas today.
Yes, and thanks for making me laugh. I feel so much better now.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, you'll feel even better when you get your $25 Visa gift card and your ASI radio finger puppets.
And your check from Joe.
Well, stay on the line.
Put a lot of zeros on
that. Stay on the line.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Catherine.
On line 4, we have Heidi. Hello, Heidi.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning, Heidi.
Heidi, what's the weather like where you are?
It's rainy and dreary.
And where do you live?
Yuck. Down in Atlanta.
She's in Atlanta.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
Trevose.
But we had a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Mm-hmm. It was like a spring weekend. I was outside on the patio at my favorite taco restaurant, drinking a beer. So
that sounds nice.
Wow. All right. So what's your question?
I wanted to give a suggestion about winning back some customers. I am like the coupon queen, so I am always offering deals for people. Deals or coupons. I mean, I'll even give like some free business card magnets or pens or something just to entice them to mm-hmm. come back and place an order.
I think
that's a great idea. Yeah.
Also want to tell people, you know, try them more than once. I mean, just because the first time they turn you down and they say, no, you know, we don't need anything right now, or whatever their story is, They don't have the money for it. Try them again. You know, give them 6 months and give them a follow-up call. I mean, it can't hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Heidi. Actually, the easiest customers to win back are your prior customers, or easiest customers to win over are ones that you've done business with in the past.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, it's less expensive to get back a previous customer than, you know, to go out and sell to a new one.
So. Absolutely.
All yeah. right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Heidi, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
And finger puppets.
Awesome. Thank you. You guys have a great Mine's day. Me.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We've got a lot of Facebook comments on this topic. Here's an interesting one from Adam Kovit. He said, I lost a client because I did not trust him anymore and would not service him. He lied to me about a return order that I spent half a day tracking all shipments in and out of his facility to prove he did not return the products.
So he fired the client.
Yeah, he fired the client, which is a little different, and sometimes it has to be done, right, Kathy?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, you don't want any stinky clients.
All right, here's some advice from Eric Campbell. He said, make the exit pleasant. Stay calm and offer your services in the future. Remind them of the things that differentiate your business from competitors, and apologize for the disappointment without admitting any particular wrongdoing if none occurred. Being the bigger person here, provided you aren't smug, may line you up for their return.
Wow. Yeah. Smug is so good. I love smug.
Smug does not win back clients, though, according to Eric Campbell. So thanks for that. On line three, we have V. Good morning, V.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, V.
Hey, so I have a question about winning back lost clients. I had a very large account last year, and unfortunately, I lost them. I think it was just because they were uneducated about the pricing and what was going on, and I had a manufacturer come and undercut all my prices on the wearables that I was providing for this account. And I was in with a friend of mine, but he's not the CFO, and there's not much he can do. So I was thinking, hey, maybe I should throw them a gift certificate for maybe $500 and give them an incentive to, you know, spend maybe $2,000 or something within the next 6 months to help bring them back. Is that a good idea? Is there any strategies that you can give me?
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea to incent your clients to, you know, to continue to order with you or to come back and order with you.
It works for Heidi.
One of the things I would also do is educate them then. If you say they're not educated about how it works, you know, show them what you bring to the table. I mean, anyone can just provide T-shirts, but what about the customer service, the creative that you're going to offer them, you know, going the extra mile to get the order done for them, you know. Sometimes some of these other people who are offering lower prices, that's all they can offer is the lower price, and the product might be inferior, the imprint might be inferior, the customer service might be inferior. So without bad-mouthing the competition, just tell them the things that you do for them, how you're an extension of their marketing department, and really give them the education and give them an incentive, sure, to come back and try another order with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree, Joe. You just got to stay in front of the people. Keep going. Keep providing them valuable content, not necessarily always pitching them.
Case studies.
Providing them case studies, providing them actual education information. Like Joe said, educate them on the value that you're providing. You know, eventually if someone's leaving you based on your price, they're going to come back. They're going to see that, you know, price doesn't always win, and there's a value behind the service you provide.
And I would be very careful and cautious about cutting price, because the only one you're going to cut is yourself. So
yeah, you don't want to give
if you start to give them too much, you know, on the price, then they're going to want to come back to you, and your margins are going to start to erode.
All right, V, I hope that gives you some good ideas. Thanks so much for calling, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
We have a Facebook question.
And Michelle, we have another Facebook question.
We do, from Krista from Pride Promotions. And she says, by the way, Melinda, it is yucky and rainy in New York.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
She says she has a good company that hasn't reordered from her in a year. The company changed the person who was in charge, which happens a lot. You lose your contact person. They were a great company, and no problem occurred. It's just merely that the person turned over. So how does she win them back?
I would say that she should go in front of them and show them what she's done for the company in the past. And when one of your clients is leaving a company, have them refer you to the new person, I think, all the time.
You know, when a few years ago, when we did our Day in the Life series, and I spent the day with Promo Girl down in Delray Beach, Florida, she visited.
Whatever happened to her? She's still around?
She's still around. She got Promo Baby now. She got married now. Promo Baby. She went to visit a client who she had this client for years, but the contact had changed companies, and there's a new contact in there. So I went with her. She presented him with a new polo shirt that had a nice logo on it of his company. And then we got there. She introduced himself, and he was very interested in a pen that they used to use that was left in the desk. And he goes, I like this pen, but it's dead. And she went the next day, ordered 10 refills for free for him, and sent it to them. And she won the client over. So she brought a gift. Mm-hmm. She solved a problem for this guy, but she made that introduction, mm-hmm. and she retained them as a client.
Bring an apothecary jar, right, Joe?
Yes, with mints.
With mints. All right, we're going to pause for a message from one of today's show's sponsors, ASI Computers. When we return, we are going to find out if salespeople are psychopaths.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show.
Oh, I'm all flustered.
Wow, Colin, that voice on that
that's quite a voice,
commercial
isn't it?
Sounded really familiar.
Yeah. Sounds Golden Mike worthy.
It does. Kathy Houston, yes. Are salespeople psychopaths, yes or no?
What do you think?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, and you know who else is? Journalists. Oh. So we're all in this together, psychos. This is according to a book, The Wisdom of Psychopaths, What Saints, Spies, and Serial Killers Can Teach Us About Success. And according to this book and this author, professions with high rates of psychopaths offer power and many require an ability to make objective clinical decisions.
So it's good to be a psychopath.
Yeah, it's good. When you have to make objective clinical decisions divorced from feelings, that would be a salesperson. That would be a journalist, CEO. So Tim Andrews, I sent him an email. He checks off two of the boxes.
You told him he's a psychopath?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, I did. But the lowest rates of psychopathy, those professions require empathy and feelings, you know.
Customer service.
Well, customer service is not on here, but I would think that was one. But like a nurse, a teacher, a therapist, an accountant. I don't know why that's on there. But psychopaths, yes, salespeople tend towards psychopathy.
So next time someone calls you psychopath,
it's a good thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
That's right.
Why are you such a psycho?
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much. Joe, it's a new year. What are five things that you should not be doing?
Okay, I didn't bring my reading glasses, so bear with me.
Oh,
okay.
My.
Here we go.
There's five. I'm going to give you three. Don't delay on getting a mobile version of your website set up. So Colin was talking about that. And the reason is that there are billions. I think it's like 5 billion people have mobile phones.
Oh, I have those numbers with me.
Okay.
Don't you worry. I think Joe's trying to steal my thunder.
Okay, I'm not going to steal your thunder. So
Colin, how easy is it to set up a mobile website? You can do it in how many minutes?
It's very easy, and we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Google offers a service. Google Sites offers a service.
You can do it in like an hour.
You can do it within 10 minutes, setting up a simple mobile website.
All right, Joe.
Okay, there we go. Another one. Don't use the spray and pay method with your email marketing. In other words, don't send it out to everyone on your email marketing list. You want to have email marketing campaigns that are a little more niche, that are a little more targeted and focused. You'll have a better return on your investment there. And the last one I'll give you is don't succumb to each and every social media network. So in other words, you don't have to be on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest. They say,
well, you want to go where your customers are.
Right. Mm-hmm. For B2B, LinkedIn and Twitter are very good.
But I say it depends on your audience.
Right, and business to consumer, they say that the good things are Pinterest mm-hmm. and what do you call it, Facebook. But, you know, there's mm-hmm. a good mix there.
Agreed.
Don't jump into everything all at once. You know, kind of test and choose what works for your audience. And we'll put all these on asicentral.com/radio.
All right, Michelle, you know that meetings are one of my least favorite things to do
at
work.
And me both, sister.
But apparently you have some tips on how to be a star in a meeting.
I do. I have three. We're just going to run through them real quickly. Show up prepared. Who's here has been in a meeting with somebody who, you know what the topic is, they show up without a notepad or a pen or notes or any talking points.
No good.
Irritating, yeah. Don't talk more than you need to. I was in a meeting this morning. I sit in every Tuesday morning, and there's one person in that meeting. Wowza, can she not pipe
down? So it's
down?
A she.
Can she not pipe down? And it seriously adds about 20 minutes to the meeting mm-hmm. so, at times.
Do you tell her to hush?
I glare at her with derision. Haughty division. And finally, follow through with what's expected of you. And truly, when you leave a meeting with action points, follow up with them quickly. And so the rest of the people in the meeting can proceed with what they need to do.
Well, that's the biggest thing. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. For sure. And then you go to the next meeting and everyone forgot what you talked about the week before.
You know what one of my meeting pet peeves is? People who bring their iPhone or their BlackBerry or whatever and have it on the thing and then constantly go back and forth to it.
I do that.
Okay. Joe's looking at you with haughty derision.
Haughty derision.
All right, Michelle, we're going to put those tips and many more on meetings on ASIcentral.com/radio. Colin, mobile marketing
mobile
tips.
Marketing.
Give us your best tips from your ASI Orlando. Well,
give us those award-winning tips. Let's give those award-winning tips.
Maybe you'll learn something, Joe.
Let me take notes.
So as Joe was talking about, he was throwing out some numbers for mobile devices. By 2014, there will be more mobile internet users than desktop users. That's number one. And by the year 2016, 76% of people will be accessing the internet via a mobile device. Okay. By 2016, 74% of the population will have smartphones. So if those numbers don't tell you that you have to start moving towards mobile marketing, I don't know what will.
Even Joe has an
iPhone
now.
Even Joe, he just...
and a droid.
Look at you. Multiple devices. So,
yeah, I know.
What are the three main types of mobile marketing? There's SMS, which is text messaging. Everybody does that. It's been around a long time. One of the keys to that is permission. Permission, permission, permission. You don't want to...
So Kathy shouldn't just blast out whatever she
exactly.
wants.
Exactly. If you start pushing out offers and contacting customers that haven't asked to be contacted, you're going to annoy them, and they're going to immediately be turned off to your business. So permission with text messaging. The second one, which Joe mentioned, was mobile websites. If you don't have a mobile website now, you're really missing out, and you really need one. The numbers that I stated before point in that direction. You need a mobile website.
And again, there are services where you could do that
exactly.
very quickly.
Google is one of them. And lastly, mobile apps. If you really want to engage with your customers, think about developing a mobile app. They're not as expensive as you think, and there are a lot of services out there, including some industry-specific services, where you can develop a mobile app. And these are the customers that you want to cultivate that relationship with. They're the more loyal customers. Provide services that you wouldn't normally on your website, like being able to log in and check order statuses, that type of thing. With a mobile app, you can also push notifications to these people with new product offerings and any new news and education that you may have available. So those are three main types of mobile marketing that you should start paying attention to.
All right. Well, to see more from Colin, you're going to be at ASI Dallas.
ASI Dallas, 1:30 on the first show day.
All right. And Joe, you're going to be teaching your YouTube class again. When will that be?
It'll be a power session on the second day. Come onto the floor to see me.
I will, Joe.
Thank you, Kathy.
So you can see Joe and Colin all in one day.
Ooh, they
exciting.
Stuck you on the second day?
0.1, Colin. 0.1.
All right. We have just enough time in the show for the editors to talk about their favorite products of the week. Michelle, your wine is gone. I comment on that every week, and it looks like Vinny drank it.
The bitter swill that's been sitting here.
What's your favorite product of the week, Michelle?
Mine is a really cool bag from Gemline, and it's simulated leather and cheetah print, and it's very fashion-forward. Yeah, very fashion-forward. Gemline is ASI 56070, gemline.com.
All right, Joe, what do you have for us?
Got this little shot glass, but it's for Jello shots. Remember when you're at parties in college and you get the Jello shots and the
in college
still?
Yeah, I was still.
Last
I had
weekend.
Them at my party right. last year.
You luscious, but anyway, it's always hard. You have to squeeze them out of those little plastic cups or Dixie cups. This has a little insert where you just twist it, and it separates the Jello from the walls of the shot glass, and boom, right
Who
into your
of
mouth.
That?
American Greenwood did ASI 35500. You can find them at www.americangreenwood.com. Yes?
I think we should have a Jello Shot party. And, you know, Michelle, I forgot to mention Employee of the Year.
Yeah. Thank you.
Michelle won Employee of the Year for
ASI. I saw her car in the first spot this morning.
And as part of her prize, nice. She won a margarita machine, which is not normally part of the prize, but for Michelle.
For my office.
It was. my office. So, yeah, we could have margaritas and Jello Shots. Awesome. All right. Kathy, what's your favorite product? Why don't you bring up the rear with your favorite product?
Why? Colin doesn't have one?
Apparently not.
Okay. Mine is the Sip and Snacker from the appropriately Ooh. Named supplier, the Sip and Snacker. And it's an all-in-one drinking and snacking cup. So it's a cup with a – it comes with a straw, and it has, like, a bowl that you put on top so you could drink your beer out of a straw and then eat your peanuts or popcorn or whatever you put in the top.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's very convenient.
Yeah, check it out.
Where do you get that from?
The drinking the beer the Sip and with a Snacker. Straw.
What's their ASI number?
Oh, their ASI number is
It's
look it
online.
Up.
How,
it's
how
online.
Can I find them online?
You can check out
asicentral.com/radio.
Thank you, Colin. We are out of time today. Thanks to everyone for listening, and be sure to check us out next week, same time, same place. Thanks to today's show sponsor, ASI Computers. Have a great week.